Ugezu J. Ugezu?
Yes.
You're a Nigerian filmmaker and screenwriter, and copyright violation is an issue that's very, very close to your heart.
Absolutely.
And concerns you greatly. It seems to be a bigger issue. You'll say it's a bigger issue in Nigeria than it is in a lot of other parts of the world, and less seems to be being done about it.
It is a bigger issue in the sense that in Nigeria, so to say, we have absolute good laws that are supposed to fight against piracy. The problem we have in Nigeria is that even when we have existing laws, these laws are not being implemented.
They're not being enforced.
Yeah, they are not being enforced.
By the authorities.
By the authorities, yes. And you see people actually doing things that are unimaginable when it concerns using people's works without paying any money. I give you an instant example. In Nigeria, if you go to Nigeria now, you will see some people by the roadside with their computers. What they do is to put somebody's song in your phone and you pay 20 naira for each track. Nobody pays anybody to the owner of that song. And funny enough, the policeman who's supposed to arrest that criminal who is already there, exposing himself as a criminal, actually gives his phone to that criminal, actually pays money to have somebody's song also downloaded into his own phone. It's just as that bad in Nigeria. And these people are positioned everywhere. They're positioned everywhere you go. The same thing goes with film. If you release a film today in Nigeria, in naturally what we use in Nigeria, we use VCDs. Because we have not advanced to the use of DVDs. Not that we don't have them in Nigeria, but the people that are financing movies in Nigeria, I still don't know why they don't want to put their movies in DVD. Now they are providing opportunity for these pirates. What they do is that if you release your film today, in the next 2 days, they will collect like 10 different films and put in one DVD, and they are selling it cheaper than even one.
Wow.
Now you have your own film, I have my own film, he has his own film, and the other lady has, people have their own films. Now these people, they will gather all our films, put them in one DVD, and now they are selling that combination of a lot of films cheaper than what you are selling just your own. And nobody's arresting anybody. And
why do you think the authorities are turning a blind eye to it?
Yeah, no, because it's unfortunate in Nigeria that the authorities, they have not seen that entertainment industry can actually generate more money than oil. They are more concerned about oil. And every time in Nigeria you see fightings going on, and these fightings are caused by who controls the oil.
Yeah.
It's just the oil becomes their issue, and that is what is leading to all the confusion in Nigeria. Just the oil. Nobody else is talking about entertainment, and entertainment in Nigeria has the capacity to give more money than even the so-called oil.
Yeah, I mean, you know, worldwide, the entertainment industry, you know, film, television, video games, you know, we're talking about revenue in the, you know, billions and billions and billions of dollars every year.
Yeah. And that is the truth. I still don't know. The new finance minister, who happens to come from the World Bank, understands. She's been doing everything humanly possible to assist the entertainers in Nigeria, but she cannot do it alone.
Yeah.
The people who are already in the system, who don't want to look at that side, they keep frustrating the woman. And she's doing her best, but they say that a tree cannot make a forest. Mainly when you are surrounded by people who do not understand your vision, who do not actually have any vision at all concerning what you are trying to project, they don't see that as anything. They see that as something they do for people who are... In fact, they see entertainers as people who are not serious. Is that bad? Is that bad? So whatever anybody can do to assist in remedying the situation in Nigeria is welcome.
But I mean, filmmakers and writers, you know, eventually, ultimately can't make money from their work. They're going to have to go and find other sorts of work. So eventually, the entertainment industry will dry up.
You know, the only luck we have in Nigeria is just the internet. And it boils down to somebody doing a good job. If you have a good job, before the pirates can come into it, you have actually got your money back. Because pirates wouldn't want to pirate something that that is not going to sell.
Yeah.
They have to wait to see the one that is already making an impact, and then they want to tap into it. That is just the advantage. It's not as if the investor is not making his money, but he is not making the kind of money he's supposed to make. Because eventually, the pirates will come into the business and they will begin to compete with you in your own product. Now, you are trying to sell. They are also trying to sell their own. Your work, they have not paid anything to you. Now you are competing with them to sell. Good thing is that before they come into it, you have made some money. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. Because they only pirate good works that are selling. If your work is not selling, nobody wants to pirate. Because if you pirate something that's not selling, just as the other one has his job in his warehouse, is not selling, you also have your own that you pirated in your warehouse. Now they wait for the one that is moving fast, the one that everybody is buying. Now that is the one they want to pirate. So that is only the good thing. And then again, we have the internet market, which relatively is secured. You upload your movie or your content online, depending on the media you are using, you make money. People are making money, and that is the reason why people are still in the business. It's bad, yes, but it's not that too bad in the sense that you don't see money at all. You will still make money, but we are concerned that somebody who has created any contents should be able to make, if not 100% of the gains from it, be able to make at least 80%.
Make a living.
Yeah, make a living, yes.
Because, you know, if the creators can't make a living, then they're going to have to, as I said, stop creating.
But what is the gain?
Something else.
Yeah. What is the gain in keeping awake, trying to create something that can appeal to the people if you're not making money from it? There is no gain. Money is actually the thing. In as much as I agree, yes, most of us that are in this business, we are still in this business because of the passion we have. You have that passion to entertain. You have that passion to do something that people will like. You have that passion must be there. But if that passion is there and over the years you are just doing it because of the passion, you are not seeing any money, you are not making a living from it, my brother, at a point you will ask yourself a question, what am I even doing? So in as much as it's by passion, you must also make a living from it for you to be consistent in your creativity.
So is there a United Writers Front actively working to get the authorities paying attention in Nigeria?
We are doing everything possible, yeah. The Writers Guild in Nigeria is not as strong as the Directors Guild.
Right.
In fact, it is just the Directors Guild in Nigeria, the Directors Guild of Nigeria, that is the only absolutely organized guild we have in the entertainment. I am a member, and by the grace of God, I am the chairman of the South Central Zone of the Directors Guild of Nigeria. And we have been doing a lot. There is what we call the Mopicum Bill. Mopicum Bill is a bill that has been lying in the parliament. It's actually a law that is going to streamline the operation of motion pictures in Nigeria. As we speak, that law has not been passed. So I can tell you authoritatively that we are just working by the guild system. There is no parliamentary law passed that is guiding the entertainment in Nigeria as concerns the operation, who comes in, who does what. Anybody can just do anything. We have to organize ourselves through the guild system for us to create a level of sanity. Now, is it not insanity, is it not madness that government that has been applauded all over the world by films made in Nigeria by Nigerians, by a lot of credits they get from this same entertainment, is it not insanity that they have not actually settled down to look into that business to know how are we going to empower them through laws? They have not done anything like that. Mopicum Bill, as I speak, is still in parliament. And we are making efforts every other time for us to see how it is going to be passed. Yes, I know in all the countries of the world where people have achieved a lot of things, it takes a whole lot of time, yes, for
for people to get laws passed, mainly private sector driven laws that can help individuals. You understand what I'm saying? It takes time, and we are hoping that one day the Mopicom bill in Nigeria will see the light of day.
I hope it does.
Mopicom bill is just motion pictures. That is Mopicom. Mm. Yeah. We're just hoping that one day it will see the light of day.
Best of luck.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.